1.
Is there a book that you particularly like because of the illustrations?
Garfield. I love Garfield. They have wonderful illustrations with the stupid human and the stupid dog and the clever cat. I love it. That would be it.
Do you have a favorite painting or poster in your house?
I have a painting I bought in Buenos Aires once with two tango dancers, which I'm very fond of. I dance tango myself, and it has a meaning to me.
Can you describe it?
Not very strong colors. It's sort of black and white, and she's wearing a red dress, which is also very classical tango-like, and he's in black clothes, and they're like from above. You see her leaning back. It's nice.
2.
Is there a book that you particularly liked or like because of the illustrations?
This is difficult, but I guess a book that I would enjoy the most because of the illustrations would be Tolkien's Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. He did a lot of original illustrations himself, and they're quite whimsical in their design. I really enjoy that sort of originality.
Do you have a favorite painting or poster in your house?
I have a really nice picture from Canada by a local artist, and it's inspired by the traditional Canadian styles, but it's a black and red painting, very striking, and sort of a tribal style, and I really like that one. It's very vibrant and at the same time simple.
3.
Can you remember a book you read when you were a child where you liked the illustrations?
Probably The Little Prince, because the author illustrated the book himself, and he's got watercolor illustrations, and they're so unique and timeless.
Do you have a favorite painting or poster in your house?
I have a calendar that my friend made, so it's got pictures of all of us, which is really nice.
4.
Is there a book that you particularly like because of the illustrations?
There's probably two books that I can think of that I liked because of the illustrations. One is Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, which had all the very famous line drawings in the book of Alice going down into Wonderland, following the White Rabbit. And I guess I really liked those because they kind of show you the characters and they help you to kind of fix the images of the people within the book. So I really liked that one. And another one that I liked, and I don't know if they were the original illustrations that come with the book, were Oscar Wilde's short stories. And I always remember there was a picture of the selfish giant crying in the garden. And I think I read that as a child, so it must have really stuck with me that I can still see this image. And again, I think it was just a black and white line drawing.
Do you have a favorite painting or poster in your house? Can you describe it?
Okay, I do have a favorite painting in my house at the moment. I actually got it for Christmas. And it was actually in my friend's bedroom. And I saw it and I said, oh, that's really nice. And she said, oh, okay, well, you can have it for your Christmas present. And I have it hanging up in my house at the moment. And it's two birds in a garden about to eat a plant. And it's very cute. It's not realistic. And I just really like it. It's kind of a tree, and underneath it, it said something like, we found love, which is probably sentimental. But anyway, it was quite sweet, and I really liked it. And it's in my house at the moment.
5.
Is there a book that you particularly like because of the illustrations?
When I was younger, I had this copy of The Little Princess, which had really beautiful illustrations, and I really loved it.
Do you have a favorite painting or poster in your house? Can you describe it?
At my parents' house, in my room, I have this poster that I got when we went to Pompeii when I was in fifth grade. It's a recreation of this Roman mural, and so it's this lady with flowers, and it's beautiful.